Harry's Jewelers, can I help you?
Hey, they told me to call you on your cell phone the first time, so I did.
Because I called you 45 minutes ago when I wasn't here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's been a little busy today. Uh-oh, what's going on?
The crisis is that diamond. The customer is livid.
What diamond?
The diamond that changed colors. That nobody talks about, nobody knows about.
Oh,
it's rare.
Yes,
it's
and
rare.
Michelle was telling me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can't be as rare as we think it is because you've come across a couple.
Well, it's starting to pop up now. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not rare. Yeah. But that makes me believe, and I could be wrong because I'm totally saying this off the cuff.
Yeah.
I said to Howie, I believe it would be rare, but in 1 week we have now seen four.
Really?
So is it safe to say, no, not us personally.
Oh,
but
just
you had two. Quality
yeah.
Gold had one. Now
yeah.
we have one. So that's four. And that's not rare. Four is not rare.
Well, to me, the problem is the unknown of lab-grown, really, because no one really actually fully knows what's going on and what the people
right.
use.
Like,
no,
I get it. Like, I get it. It's just that he's like, did you think you wanted to tell your customers? And I
right.
said,
I know.
I'm
it's
sorry,
like a
but the
stipulation.
Dealers that sold me never
yeah.
told me.
Yeah.
So I can't
and this
tell you
is just popping
I
up more for us. Like I
yeah.
told Michelle yesterday, it's kind of like how back in the day when clarity enhance was a thing with the filling, you know how like if girls wore it and they used like washed their hair with it, the ammonia and the shampoo and stuff, like that wasn't really known until later on when these things started coming out and people telling us.
Right.
Like the color changing right. and stuff, just we just started hearing more about it.
And more things could come out.
Yeah. Well, I told Michelle yesterday that we had a store of my boss's. I help her when she's off. Call and ask, have we ever heard of a lab-grown changing quality? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, there's literally a black hole growing in the lab-grown. And I'm like, what?
That's amazing.
So I'm like,
so,
never heard of these things. So it's just weird
yeah.
that it's.
All
but,
of a
I mean,
sudden. Well, I
there's
think
more
it's
and more out there. So it's,
right.
and, we,
and I don't want to sell them now because of that.
I know.
Nobody ever told me these things could change.
Well,
or Howie.
You know,
but
this is the problem with
fault.
These things now just getting discovered. And the more stories, we're going to start hearing more and more of these stories because now lab-grown's been here, what, a few years now? You know,
yep.
really heavy in the market. So
yep.
obviously, I think it depends. Yep. On, like, yep. I know your girl works in radiation. It's got to be something that she's working with that's chemically reacting off of it. So I think the problem is the growers really don't know what reacts to the growth. You know what I mean? So I think there's no stipulations out there, kind of like how I was explaining with Clarity Ants. We knew those things after X amount of time, you know, because more and more situations started happening. So, I mean, unfortunate, I know. It's
frustrating. So I need a quote on a carat 4 oval.
Okay.
EVS. Because that's what he had in a lab, and
okay.
now he doesn't want to buy one until I can guarantee it's not going to happen. I go,
right.
I can't guarantee that,
yeah.
nor will I ever now, knowing what I know.
And this is the unfortunate unknown of the lab-grown market starting to kind of
But I wish
fall.
That was told.
I know. Well, this is the thing. That, like I said, I don't think the growers even knew what chemicals and stuff react to these things. So, and plus with them wanting to push it and get out of the way of natural, you know what I mean? I think they just didn't, I don't think they put those warning signs out there, you know what I mean? They don't
no,
want that bad publicity, especially now with Pandora. I mean, I think Natural Diamond Council is about to sue Pandora. I don't
the
know.
The natural, are they really?
Because Pandora put out there about the carbon footprint or something about natural diamonds versus lab grown, and
mm-hmm.
everything that they're stating is well expired. It's completely false, and, I mean, the carbon footprint isn't any better than natural diamonds because they're grown in China with coal. So it's like...
The labs are.
Yeah, the labs are. So this is the back and forth. So there's going to be a lot of rifts with this lab-grown market right now.
Yeah. All right.
So let me pull this
so
up here. It was a carat 04 or a carat 0.4?
Carat 04.
Okay. And it was an EVS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, a a lab, or not a lab, but De Beers, somebody like that is selling Pandora.
Yeah, then I think they're going to. They may release a statement about how Pandora's campaign is a smear against the natural diamond industry, and it's very false and not accurate. I think that's going to be, I think they're going to end up suing them. They didn't say they're going to, but I think that's going to be the next step.
Yeah.
So we have an EVS one that's out. It's a 1 carat even.
Mm-hmm.
Measures 759 by 555.
759 by?
555.
So this is 5.55, 7.59?
Yep.
Okay.
And your cost is $44.75.
Okay. And what else? Anything else?
I have some F color VSs that are out, but I can always check New York City to see what else there is. So you let me know if
this is right. City.
Yeah.
And we'll call on this one, see if it's available, check New York City, and then just
yep.
call me on my cell.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Is this I might not hear until morning though, and from New
That's
York
fine.
City. Okay.
Right,
is the price okay?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I got you.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.